There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
Go, go, go! We have to hurry!
Where the hell did they come from?
I have no idea. They came out of nowhere and just started sprinting at us. Now move your asses!
How much further is it?
We should be getting close. Keep running and try to take any out that you can.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but I don't want to stick around to find out. Keep running.
We're almost there. Keep up.
That scream sent chills down my spine. Remembering back when Journey was telling me about the other types, one suddenly stuck out. The Berserker. There's no way it could be that type, right? If so, we might just be dead men running. Looking back behind us, something was tearing through the woods, ripping trees out of the ground and launching them with an insane amount of force, smashing parts of a horde. And then I saw it. Running faster than any of the other types. The huge behemoth of a monster. Crushing and ripping apart the other infected that got near it. This thing was colossal. Standing at least 10 feet tall. Muscles bulging as if trying to escape its own body. The indiscriminate way it tore through its own kind was like something straight out of a monster movie. The fear coursing through my body instantly told me we stood no chance. Picked up one of the runners, tore its head off, throwing the body into a tree, creating a mist of red. Its eyes locked on with us with such an intense rage. In that moment, I saw my own death. We have to get the hell out of here.
What the hell is that thing?
I've never seen anything like it.
Don't stop running. You can't fight that one. You wouldn't stand a chance.
There's the truck! Start the truck and get ready to move!
I've got you covered! Brio, what the fuck is that?
Don't shoot! Just get in the truck! We need to get out of here as fast as we can!
Alright, doors are open, get in!
Haul ass, Claire!
You don't have to tell me twice. What the hell is that thing?
I have no idea! But I'm going to take a shot at it. I know I hit it, but it didn't do a damn thing.
Look out!
Shit! That was a close one, Brian. Thanks.
Did it just throw infected at us?
Yes. From what I was told from Journey, this type is highly intelligent and extremely aggressive. We have to lose it. We can't lead it back to the colony.
And how are we supposed to do that?
Take that road right there. It should loop us around and spit us out right before Hope. We should be able to lose it on the back roads.
Are you positive?
Trust me. This will work.
Do it.
All right. Everyone, hold on tight.
He's falling behind. We've got this. We're gonna make it.
Shit! Sir, we have a problem.
What is it?
There's some people up ahead with vehicles blocking the road.
What?
I've got this!
Move! We have infected chasing us! Get in your vehicles and drive!
Why the hell are they waving at us?
Look! One of the cars is backing up.
What the hell are you doing? Get out of here!
What the hell do they have mounted on their truck?
Is that a giant speaker?
Sir, is that what I think it is?
I believe it is.
As we got closer to the vehicles, one of the men screamed out for us to follow the road on the right. So we did. The moment we passed the vehicles, the one car that backed up out of the way pulled forward again, blocking the road. When I looked back to watch what I assumed was going to be carnage, something else took place. A man who sat in the seat behind the giant speaker aimed and did something. To my surprise, the monster stopped dead in its tracks, pulling at its head and ears, screaming in an angry, pained way. What the hell did they just do to it? I couldn't believe it when the monster turned and ran. As we made our way further up the road, we came across another group of men who flagged us down.
Everyone be on your guard. We don't know if these are friendlies or not.
Sir, should I stop?
Yes, we need to at least see what they want. But be ready just in case.
Hi there. You guys are damn lucky to come up this way. Name's Bill, and I bet you will have a lot of questions.
Hello, Bill. The name's Sergeant Earl Dixon. And yes, we do, but first, thank you for your assistance.
Ah, a military man. This should make things a lot easier.
How so, if you don't mind me asking?
Let's get you guys to the ranch, and I'll fill you in there. If you kindly follow me, I'll escort you there.
By all means, lead the way.
You sure about this?
No, I'm not. But we don't have much of a choice now, do we?
Not to worry. We won't harm you. If we wanted to do so, we would have done the moment you came into sight of our 50 cal BMG. If you don't draw on us, we won't draw on you. Sound fair?
Yeah, sounds plenty fair. Lead the way.
What do you mean we can't get a hold of them? We had radio contact not that long ago.
I don't know what to say, sir. I'll keep trying.
Let me know the moment you hear back from them.
Will do.
Sir, I've been trying them on all frequencies, and there's still nothing.
Damn it. I should have never let them go out there.
I don't think they would have listened to that order. They're worried about their friend, and if I've learned anything about these people, it's no matter what, they're always going to try and save their friends.
But at what cost? If we lose them, that hurts everyone.
I know, sir, but you sent out the best team suited for this mission, and I believe they'll make it back. They have to.
Sir, I've narrowed down the area where we had last contact with them.
Show me.
It's right here, just outside Clark Fork. The circle here is the last known location, and I spread out multiple circles indicating the distance they could go on foot and in a vehicle. They're different colors.
At least we have an area where we can potentially locate them. Good job. Now hop on the radio with him and let me know when you can hear anything.
Got it, sir.
Adams! Hawkins.
We lost contact with Earl's group. The last we heard, a horde was moving in on their location.
We need to send backup.
As much as I'd like to, we can't. Not without more information on how many they're dealing with.
But sir, the longer we take, the less likely we'll be able to do anything.
Don't you think I know that? I can't risk even more lives on a wild goose chase when we don't even know what they're dealing with. I know you're worried about them, but they've been properly trained. So trust me when I say they're most likely safe. Once we hear back from them, we'll assess the situation and plan accordingly.
What about sending a forward scouting party to get eyes out there? Isn't that an option?
I've already got a team on standby. The moment we hear anything, we'll deploy them to retrieve our people.
Please, allow me to join that team.
You know I can't do that. Besides, you still haven't finished your field training. I don't need a liability out there with what's happening so far.
I am sick and tired of not being able to do anything. You have to let me do something, or I'll go myself.
Sarah, calm down. He makes a good point. You'd be going out there blind.
You too, Julie? I thought of all people you would understand.
God damn it, Sarah. Don't you think I want to go save them too? But honestly, what can we do right now? We don't have any info on where they could be, let alone how to contact them. So please, just calm down and let's wait it out, okay?
Fine. I'm going back to sit with Journey.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. I understand how she feels. I did send her loved one out there after all.
It's not your fault. Ever since we dealt with the Raiders, she's been really upset about not being able to be useful in that kind of way.
Still, though, could you keep an eye on her to make sure she doesn't do anything stupid?
Yeah, I doubt she would, though. She understands what's happening. She's just angry.
Sometimes anger can make people act without thinking about the consequences, but thank you. I'll keep you guys updated on whatever we hear. I'll send him over to fill you all in.
We'd appreciate that. Thanks, sir.
I told you to stop calling me sir. Call me Greg.
I thought you liked it when I called you sir.
I never said I didn't. But I also like it when you use my name.
I'll keep that in mind. See you later, Greg.
You're turning red, Greg.
Are you feeling all right, Greg? Maybe coming down with a little something, huh, Greg?
Oh, it looks like it's a flush.
That's enough out of the you two. Get back to work.
Yes, sir, Greg.
Oh, hey, you wouldn't even call me, sir.
Maybe I will, let you just have to wait and see.
Get serious, you two.
Oh, we are serious.
Okay.
Yeah, Greg.
I can't, it's too funny.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Who would have known there was a settlement here?
It seems like they have quite a few people, too.
Stay sharp, guys. Don't let your guard down.
We followed Bill to the ranch he was talking about, which didn't really look like a ranch, but a huge commune of people. Some of which looked like they didn't quite belong with these militia militant types. There were all sorts of different people. You had your hippie drum circles and hacky sack players. The typical farming 4-H looking group. The science rejects who had their whiteboards going over some kind of data. And of course, your hillbilly gun-toting mountain men. It's like this place was built for all those different cliques from high school when they grew up. But I don't really have any room to talk now, do I? As we pulled up, everyone's attention was suddenly on us. But it wasn't worry, more like excitement. Excitement to see new people that they never met before. With everything we have just witnessed, I can't understand how these people are surviving out here without any walls to fortify them. The way they dealt with that big guy, though, has me curious about what they know, and we don't. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to find out. Bill led us to a massive farm-style house, hopped off his four-wheeler, and walked over to us.
If you guys park that there, we can go in, and I'll introduce you to the boss. Don't worry, nobody will touch your stuff. But if it makes you feel more comfortable, go ahead and lock it up.
Sir?
Let's lock it up for now, until we know more about this place. No offense.
None taken. Let's go! He's eager to meet you.
Bill. Glad to see you made it back safe with our guests.
Like I promised. They had one hell of a trip getting there.
That old Goliath at it again, huh?
This is the third time this week, but the generator seems to be doing the trick as always.
Excuse me? Goliath?
Where are my manners? Welcome everyone to my humble abode. My name's Charles. Charles Knox. Please, come on in. I'll answer any questions y'all got.
After you guys.
All right. We do have a lot of questions.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Now y'all come on in.
Before we begin, would it be possible to call our people and let them know we're safe?
Of course you can. I got a radio just up ahead in my study.
Actually, I've got one with me here, and I need to check in with a certain someone.
You radio her while I contact command, if that's all right with you.
That's completely fine. I bet your people are worried about y'all just like I'd be worried about mine. However, I don't think you're going to have any luck in here. Bill, would you mind showing him to the roof? You'll have a decent signal up there.
Sure thing, boss. This way.
Mine, though, is hooked up directly into the tower, so you should have no problem reaching your commander in here.
I'll be back in a minute, guys.
Oh, before you go, what's your drink preference? Would you like coffee, tea, water, or something with a little bit more kick to it?
What?
Hey, you should go with Brandon's. It's mighty tasty.
I think I'll just go with some coffee for now. Thank you. Yo.
Suit yourself.
Now. He's made a good choice. The Brantons can come later. I'll get everything ready for when y'all get finished.
This way to the roof. Follow me.
All right.
Should be just through here. Let me know if you need anything.
Thank you.
Hopefully this is all right. I mean, we've let our guards down now that we're, I guess, safe, but things still aren't clear to me. Who is this group? Why are they so willing to help us? These questions bounced around in my head so hard it almost gave me a headache. I'll figure this out. After I let Journey know we're safe.
All right, it's just through this door here. I'll give you some privacy. Just knock on the door when you're finished. I'll be close enough to hear it to let you guys back in.
Thanks. I shouldn't be too long.
Take your time. It's no rush.
For a moment, I hesitated. Thinking about how she feels in this moment, I know she must be worried sick. I have to calm myself so she can feel that we are truly safe. I can't worry her like this all the time. She still has a lot that she's going through, and I don't need to add on to that. After a couple deep breaths, I finally call out to her. Journey? Are you there?
Brian?
Oh, thank God. Is everything okay? Where are you guys?
Everyone's fine. We're all safe. We did run into a bit of trouble, but we managed to make it to a safe location with the help of some new people.
What? Tell me everything. Don't leave anything out.
Well, it's a long story. You know how you told me about all the other types when we first met, right?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, we found the fifth type you were talking about.
What? Seriously? Is everything okay? No one's hurt, are they?
No. We're all safe. No one is injured, but we still couldn't find Cameron. I told her everything I could, down to where we were and what we are doing. I could tell from the sound of her voice she was relieved, but she still had a lot of worry. Sarah asked about John, Katie asked about Brandon, and Julie was just as worried about everyone as they were. Honestly, I felt guilty that they worried about me as much as the others, but I guess that just means I'm part of something that's bigger than myself now. After a few minutes passed, I had filled them in on everything that brought us to the present. If I learned anything else, I promised to fill them in and call them back once we knew what our plan was. Now it's time to go get some answers.
You call us back the moment you guys decide what to do, okay?
We will. Don't worry. We'll make sure we have everything planned out to make sure we make it back there in one piece.
You better. We don't want to have to come rescue you guys. Understand?
Yeah, I got it. Just make sure everyone stays safe and keep an eye out. Talk to you in a while.
All set?
Yeah. Sorry it took so long.
It's no problem. You probably had a lot of people worried about you all. Now, let's meet up with everyone else.
All right. Keep us posted on whatever you find out. Understood?
Copy that, sir. Over and out.
At least they're all safe.
Yeah, but what about the new group that ran into, though?
Yeah, I mean, do you think they could be hostile?
At this point, there's no telling what kind of people they are. But from everything we just heard, they don't seem like it.
Oh, that's good. We've just finished rebuilding after everything we went through already.
It'd be a nightmare to go right back into the same kind of situation again.
I don't think it'll get to that point. But with this new type, we really don't know anything about it, let alone how to take it down.
I still can't believe that Earl couldn't manage to bring that thing down.
It almost sounds like it's got body armor built into its skin.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing. It was supposed to be faster than the others, too.
It seems like we'll have to bring out the big guns for this one. My only concern is whether or not there are any other types out there that we don't know about.
Right? I mean, it seems like the more we've traveled, the more different types that we've come across.
Oh, God. What else do you think could be out there?
Your guess is as good as mine. I didn't even think we'd end up with types like these paupers. Those seem like some serious obstacles to handle.
Oh, yeah. An infected that blows up and melts the flesh off your body. Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
Well, I guess the more we know, the better we can prepare, right?
Yeah, except we know nothing about this new type. Not until we hear back from them.
We'll just have to keep the guards on lookout until they get back to us. Want us to fill them in?
Might as well, now that we know that people are safe. I just wish we knew what happened to Cameron.
He seems like a man who knows what he's doing, so I don't know. I've got faith he's going to turn up at some point. Don't worry.
We can only hope. Come on. All right. We'll update the guards with the new info, and you go get something to eat. You haven't eaten all day, and you'll need your strength if something comes up.
Ethan's got a point. We've got this covered. You should go grab a bite.
All right. I'll have my radio if anything comes up.
I take it y'all got a hold of everybody? Oh, here's your coffee, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, I filled in our commanding officer about the current situation. What about you, Brian? Did you manage to get a hold of Journey?
Yeah, she was pretty worried, but I filled her in and let her know we're all safe. Sarah, Katie, and Julie are with her as well.
That's good. I'm glad they were there.
Hopefully they understand what's going on.
They do, but they're also prepared to send us back up.
I'd advise against that, at least until you know more about what's going on.
We can agree on that. So, what was that thing?
Oh, you mean the Goliath?
Yeah. We've never seen anything like that. And we've seen quite a bit lately.
Like Bale said, that one is named Goliath because of how big it is. We don't know exactly how it ended up like that, but it's not something that can be easily dealt with.
But you guys seem to have a way to keep it away. What exactly did you do?
Yeah, what was up with that giant speaker-looking thing?
High-frequency generator and amplifier?
Yep, you hit the nail on the head. During a few of our experiments we were conducting, we found that certain frequencies cause the infected to either swarm at the source or cause them to flee. I can only assume it's by the pain.
It weren't easy figuring that out either. We had some real problems when we first tried it up.
Is that why you don't have any walls or barricades protecting this place?
In a sense, yes. Although we do have a few spots we've begun to build up, our electric fences have proven to be very effective at keeping the normal types out. The other infected, however, are our biggest concern now.
How did you all manage to get so many people here to begin with?
Bill, what do you think? I think most of the people already lived out in this area, but we came across a few when we started scouting for more supplies. One group we found was being chased by the Goliath all the way from Montana. They said it had been following them for a long while, so we helped them set up a few traps trying to, you know, get rid of it, and it proved to be pretty difficult. Those Goliaths are pretty smart.
Our first attempt, we lost 8 of our people in the blink of an eye. We had a few flashbangs that we used to get away. That's when we started to notice small things in the way it operates.
What do you mean?
It didn't like the concussive force, did it?
Nope. No more than a dog likes the dog whistle. That's when we decided to test out a few different ideas that some of our research team came up with.
I find it strange that it doesn't seem to discriminate between the infected and uninfected. You would think it would be more like the others and attack as a horde.
That's one of the things we consider ourselves lucky with. It'll chase down the other infected, rip them apart, and occasionally we see it eating them as well.
That's insane.
So you're saying it hunts down anything that moves?
Yeah, it's pretty standoff-like. So, it's like a rampaging lone wolf.
Maybe that's why it is the way it is. Because it eats the others, causing it to mutate even further than the Mistwalkers and Poppers.
Mistwalkers and Poppers?
Those are the names we've designated to the ones that produce the foggy mist like clouds and the bloated ones.
Not bad names. I like it. Mistwalkers and Poppers. I like it.
Those ones don't give you any problems. You guys use gas masks?
Gas masks? Why would we use those?
You guys aren't worried about breathing in the mist and turning?
No, why would we? The mist doesn't seem to have an effect on normal people like us.
No, we've seen it turn people before. What makes you think it has no effect on people?
That's what Steven concluded with his research.
Who's Steven?
Steven's just another resident here. He has a few jobs. He's our scientist or medic. He's been researching as much as possible about these infected to figure out exactly what happened when everything first started going down.
I'd love to talk with him and see his research. I myself have been trying to figure a few things out.
We can accommodate your request when we're done here. What research have you been working on, if I may ask?
Sarge, should I tell them?
Only the specifics of it.
Well, for one, we've seen people who have been bitten, but didn't turn. However, when they passed away, they turned at that point. I've been trying to figure out the reason some people seem to be immune.
You and Steven will get along perfectly.
He's been doing similar research with a few people that have been attacked but never turned.
You have people here that are immune? How many?
Bill, wasn't that 9 from our last count? There could be more, but trust me, we don't want to be putting anybody in harm's way. Steven's been looking over a few blood samples trying to figure out the difference in the immune's blood and the others.
This is huge! If we can work together on this front, we may be able to figure out a lot more about this virus.
I'd have to agree, it seems our encounter has been a blessing. What else could you tell us about your purpose in the area?
We had a member of our community scouting out this way when we lost contact with him. We came to try to find him and bring him home, but we had no luck tracking him down. You guys haven't seen anyone else besides us out here, have you?
Can't say we have. You're the first we've seen in a long while now. But we'll keep an eye out, just in case he shows up. What's his name so we can identify him for you?
His name's Cameron. He used to be a cop in Sandpoint. He's the one who put our settlement together when everything first fell.
Very well. Bill, would you please let the people know to keep an eye out for this man?
Sure thing. I'll head out and let him know right now. I'll catch up with you all a little later.
Thank you.
Catch you later, Bill.
Well, if that's all, would y'all like a tour of the settlement? I'll introduce you to Steven while we're out there.
That would be much appreciated.
I can't wait to see what he's found.
Let's get going then.
So how many people in total live here?
We have 38 hardworking people that call this place home.
That's a sizable number of people. What about children?
The youngest in our group is named Allison, I think. Yeah, she's right over there. She's the 12-year-old, but she's a hard worker just like her parents, Ted and Carol. We also have a couple of teenagers, but most of our age group consists of people in their mid-20s to 50s.
Everyone seems like they know what they're doing out here.
It's making me a little homesick now.
Yeah, I'd like to get back to our people as soon as we can.
Charles, is there any way we could manage to get back?
Yes, there is, but y'all might want to take the night here to relax. That way it gives us time to discuss a safe way to get y'all back home.
That's awfully kind of you. We'll have to let our people know what our plan is.
Don't mention it. Just trying to help some new friends out. And, of course, you know where the radio's at, so don't hesitate to ask.
Where does everyone sleep?
Yeah, we got some campers and a couple of old buildings we turned into housing. I figured after we relaxed a little bit, I could set y'all up in those.
Thanks. Would it be possible for us all to bunk together?
We've got plenty of space for y'all, so I don't see why not. To make yourselves comfortable, do what you need.
Looking around, this place is like watching people at campsites. Running around, gathering materials, and setting up areas for activities to keep them busy. The more I looked around, the more I wanted to get back to Hope and Journey. Really, everyone. I could tell that John and Brandon had the same feeling. I never spent long away from the settlement, which is understandable. It's our home, a place where we feel safe, surrounded by loved ones. I hope we can get back soon. After dealing with the Goliath, we had a lot more to think about safety-wise for our community. Would our walls be enough to keep something like that out? I pray we don't ever have to find out. Something like that could be the end of everything we hold dear. Staying here for the night and learning all we can seems like the best option, especially when it comes to the research they seem to be doing. Claire seems to be in high spirits about this Steven guy and the things he's working on. Maybe he'll have more answers for us. This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Joshua Johnson as John, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Marissa Rains as Katie, Jesse Johnson as Riley, Vern Webb as Earl Dixon, Brett James as Lieutenant Adams, Kelly Wagner as Claire Barnes, Hem Brewster as Hem, Athor Vjordason as Athor, Wancho Poncho as Specialist Ramirez, Dr. Beast as Bill, Matthew Keaton as Charles Knox. Until next time, stay safe out there and avoid the Goliath.
Imagine Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.